This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It just gets worse for U.S. Senator Robert Menendez and the gap that has to be filled in on this whole bribe investigation, but he refuses to step away despite the fact that fellow Democrats are saying, get out of the way. In the meantime, Donald Trump offers to step in and take the gavel over. He says, sure, I will be Speaker of the House for 90 days if you need me. Meanwhile, the Republicans are trying to sort things out, and there are a couple of people that are on the Hill that would like to be the next Speaker, and perhaps one of them will be Jim Jordan from Ohio, Steve Scalise from Louisiana seem to be the front runners. Maybe no surprise that Donald Trump holds a 7-1 lead on the rest of the Republican field as they get ready for yet another debate. You believe it? It's still a month away, though, so don't get too excited. Hey, everybody, just a little snapshot about what we're talking about here in the United States, and also a shout-out to the people that are listening to us in other places in the world. I love the fact that we have a lot of international listeners. Frank says, give a big shout out to the people in the States. He's in London and is listening right now, as he said to me in an email just a short while ago. And then we also have Norman, who is listening to us in Sydney, Australia. And he said, I see that you have listeners in Melbourne. We're not to be outdone by our fellow Australians. You have a crew here too as well, so thanks for that. Let's dive into it. And diving into it, I think, because there has been so much conversation about what has happened at the border, and of course on this show, we've talked about it a lot. I said many times my experience with the Border Patrol, including spending a week at the border and seeing what it was really like, and I have to say I was shocked. I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't realize just how bad it was. So now the former president took a little bit of a jab at the current president and said, I'm waiting for my apology, because the news broke that the Biden administration is waiving 26 federal laws to allow for more border wall construction, and that's a complete reversal from Biden's first day in office in 2021 when he put an end to it. And we talked about this on a previous show, but the Department of Homeland Security says that they're going to allow wall construction in Starr County in Texas, which is a very, very busy area at the border, which 245,000 illegal entries have been recorded so far this year and counting. So a perfect moment for Trump to tee it up. He says, so interesting to watch crooked Joe Biden break every environmental law in the book to prove that I was right when I built 560 miles of brand new, beautiful border wall. That's what he put out on Truth Social. So in the meantime, with this massive surge of illegal migrants, it's certainly forced Washington's hand. What is happening there? Because what is happening in the states and what is happening in some of these major cities is they have no answers. Chicago's a great example of it. The governor is saying, well, we don't have any money for what's happening with the massive wall of illegals that are coming here. We're not going to have any money for that. And the mayor is just dumbfounded as to, what do I do? Exactly what is happening in New York City, exactly what is happening in Philadelphia. Because where are they coming up with the dough and the housing, and what are they going to have happen? It's going to be tent cities is what it's going to be. Because how can you possibly move all these people? And think of where we are weather-wise, too, in some of these places. It's going to get a lot colder, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare that nobody understands unless they see it firsthand and they watch what's happening, or it's on their desk. It's been thrown in their face, and you gotta sink or swim. You gotta come up with a way to unravel what is unraveling in your city. And people are furious in so many of those cities because they're trying to help, but they can only help so much. And you have these budgets that are cracked and no room, and there's no place to go with it. That's a big problem, because there's no, it's not like there's a feeder system. It's not like, okay, this is organized, here's what's happening, and we're going from A to B to C. No, it's quite the opposite of that. And that is just the biggest problem. All right, Menendez, he's got a lot of problems. It's crazy. This story just gets wilder and wilder as the days go on. But here's one thing that happened. His wife, Nadine, before they were married, she killed a man with her car in December of 2018. And was sent from the scene. She wasn't charged. There's details on that. Prosecutors said that in the federal indictment that came up. But the thing that came up about it is he was killed almost instantly around 7:30 on December 12th in 2018. That's the police investigation, the reports of that. Relatives and friends say it was Richard Koop was the guy who was killed. He was 49. He was in front of his Bogota in his New Jersey home when he was Bogota, really is what we would call it. In front of his Jersey home, he had left a bar in a rideshare that dropped him off across the street from his apartment. And so the police report says that it was she wasn't at fault in the crash, that he was jaywalking. He didn't cross the street at the intersection or a marked crosswalk. And again, she wasn't screened for drugs or alcohol or any of that. But the thing that happened is that there was the thing with the car, right? So she had a black Mercedes-Benz sedan and had a shattered windshield and a front end that had been badly damaged by hitting him and a nearby parked car. So she texts this Hannah guy, one of the three businessmen indicted alongside the senator and his wife in this alleged bribery scheme about a month later regarding her lack of a car. I don't have a car. And her need to get a car was so important. It was so acute that she got one. So how did she get one? It was an exchange. There was an unrelated business deal with this businessman, and for this $60,000 Mercedes-Benz C300 convertible, which she signed the papers for in 2019. So that's one of the things, that's part of it. The car from the businessman is part of what's in this trial, that they got bribes of cash, gold bars, and the car from the businessman who are accused of trying to get his help with foreign affairs. And, of course, Menendez was the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he's accused of what? Passing information to Egyptian military and intelligence officials. Both have pled not guilty in this case. And he's still in office. Key Democrats are saying resign, resign, resign. But could he afford to have a lawyer if he resigns? He doesn't have those gold bars anymore, so it might be pretty tough. The world loses an icon, a Hall of Fame Chicago Bear favorite. Talking about that and filling in the blanks on some other big sports stories next.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah.
Yes, here in the man cave. Thank you, as always, Andy, for that big announcement. So here's what's going on in the man cave. First of all, the Bears, who were in the tank, they were in Washington taking on the Commanders, knocked them off in Thursday Night Football, 40-20. Great performance by Justin Fields, the quarterback, and also DJ Moore, who had 230 yards and three touchdowns. It was especially a first-half show, and then they came back and put some icing on it when the Commanders were trying to get back into the game and actually had a little bit of a shot. Do it for Dick Butkus. I think that was part of what was said in the locker room. Butkus, probably the fiercest of them all, called the Monster of the Midway, died at the age of 80. He was a Bears legend, a Pro Football Hall of Famer in a 9-year career, which started in 1965. The key thing is he was a middle linebacker, and he was an incredible tackler, very intimidating, all of that. So he was also known for, once he got out of football, he did television and he did films. And I think people, a lot of people knew him from that, and they might have known that he was a former football player, but they might not have known specifics about him. But he really was Mr. Chicago. He spent his entire football career in Illinois. And he grew up on the South Side as a fan of then the Chicago Cardinals. So how about that? And again, elected into the Hall of Fame easily, first time Hall of Fame ballot, no problem with that. And a lot of people are reacting to his death. And it's, again, the world is a sadder place in a way, because he was just a friendly, really, really super, super nice guy. I had a chance to interview him a couple of times, And it was always fun to talk to Dick, and he was always willing to take the time to chat with me on shows that I was doing. So rip to the 8th straight Pro Bowler, who was pretty incredible in his playing days. Meanwhile, speaking of the NFL, we'll stick there for a second. How about this? The Jets want to get Hackett some payback against the Broncos. That's what they're saying. They were trashed a couple of months ago by the Denver Broncos coach, Sean Payton. They trashed the New York Jets offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. And now maybe there will be a little bit of revenge. Hackett's downplaying the showdown and just kind of just giving, you know, curt responses when he's asked about it. But one of the things that Payton said in late July, this was this summer in late July, that Hackett's 15-game tenure last season, because he was the coach, this is what Payton said, was one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL. And so it's so interesting because Denver finally just won its first game. They're 1-3. So now he's back and it's the Jets and the Broncos. So there's a little bit of fuel there, I would say, a little bit more fuel for the Jets. And I think not that they don't need it because they want to win and they came close against the Chiefs, which was actually really super surprising. The Chiefs did win 23-20, but it was a lot closer than many people, I think, thought it would be. And speaking of the Chiefs, there's just so much that is made about this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce moment and during these games, because she's been to now two of the Chiefs games. And Kelce himself is saying that the NFL is overdoing it with the attention toward his rumored romance. But she has, I mean, she's the pop icon. You know, she's going to end up with $2 billion in all of the tour, this whole Eras tour, by the time it's said and done. So she's attended those past two games, including the Sunday night game, which was at MetLife Stadium, the most watched Sunday show since the Super Bowl, 27 million TV viewers on NBC. And then, of course, there was an ad for her Eras Tour movie. So the NFL has played along, especially on social media. They're playing it up a little bit, saying the Chiefs are 2-0 as Swifties. So they are doing that. But he's saying, and he does a podcast with his brother, and he's saying he thinks the NFL needs to calm down. But it's good for him, right? Whether they're overdoing it or not, it's certainly not hurting him. His jerseys are flying off the shelves more than they were before. He's getting more commercial attention. He got some already, but it's just amped up a little bit more. So in reality, it's certainly not in any way hurting Travis Kelce or the Chiefs for that matter. Chiefs take on the Vikings. That happens this Sunday, 4:25 Eastern is a kick in that one. That's in Minneapolis. The game of the week for us, if you haven't heard, we do this thing called Nail the Score. It's on Tuesday night in our first hour, last segment. I pick the game of the week. You can call in or you can send me an email with a guess which team you think is going to win and what's the score going to be. And you own that score once you tell me what the score is. And listen, somebody could nail the score. You're going to win great prizes if that happens. If not, I'm still having a drawing for any of the people who called in or emailed and were part of the season-long Nail the Score. So it's the Cowboys and the 49ers. That actually is our game of the week. Not a surprise. San Francisco is favored by 4. And there's a lot of history between the Cowboys and the 49ers. This should be a really super, super good game in setting up the weekend and looking at the other games. There are others, too. Like, I'm curious about the Texans. C.J. Stroud has been playing really phenomenally. And the Texans are surprising some people with their record, and now they're taking on the Falcons. Both teams are 2-2. And Atlanta's only favored by 1.5. That's not very much. The Lions have been impressive. And now they got the Panthers, who haven't had a win yet. They picked that up, and they're 4-1, and they're actually favored by 10 in that game. And can you imagine the Giants going to 1-4? It could happen. The Dolphins are hosting them on Sunday. Miami is favored by 12 points. I know Saints Nation is anxious for a win taken on the Patriots. I kind of like those odds. It's even, but I like the Saints in this one, even at the nasty confines of Foxborough. So I'm picking who that nation, those Saints. I think Derek Carr was so upset with what happened last time around that there's going to be a turnaround absolutely here. And the Cardinals, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I mean, there was a couple of interesting games for the Cardinals, and they would like to be 2-3 and win again in front of the home crowd. Huge game, remember, against the Cowboys, where they just decimated the Cowboys. Cincinnati is the opponent, and they're only favored by 3. So that's going to be a fun game to watch. And the Raiders are hosting the Packers, and they're favored by 1. The Packers, it's like you throw up your arms, you're not sure what you're seeing with Jordan Love. Flashes of brilliance, but then something happens, and the Packers can't pull it out. And the Raiders, it's a mystery. There's a big question there. Question mark there, but I don't think it should be. They would love to pick up that second win on the season because you don't want to go 1-4. That's just disastrous. We know in baseball that it's about the playoffs now, right? It's October, and we certainly saw what happened in the wild card. Now that sets up Saturday for the Rangers, who have been very impressive this season. Wow, I think of covering the Rangers and all that Ranger history I have in my background. And watching what they've done this season has been just phenomenal. And the Orioles, too. I mean, look, the Orioles won 101 games. So Rangers in Oriole territory, that starts it all off on Saturday. It's a day game. First pitch is 1 o'clock Eastern. The Twins defy history. And after never, ever, ever peddling their way out and getting a playoff win in a very long time, 18. It had been 18 straight that they played, no wins. They win the series. They move on to take on the World Series winners, the Astros. That's the mid-afternoon game. First pitch there is 4:45 Eastern. And then at 5 or 6 o'clock, the Phillies take on the Braves. The Braves are the nemesis of the Phillies, and they've been incredible, 104 wins. That's going to be a really, really tough series. Great pitching. That's in Atlanta. How about Arizona and the D-backs? I love it. D-backs and the Dodgers. Familiar territory. Dodgers with 100 wins, too. And the Diamondbacks, they clawed, they scraped, they got in. Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers on the mound for Arizona. Undecided on the pitching possibility there yet. Closing the door to the man cave. Some great authors next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. So far, there's a few people throwing their hats in the ring to be Speaker of the House.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both launching their bids yesterday for the job, with Jordan saying he would not support aid for Ukraine.
I'm against that. The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine. It is the border situation, and it is crime on the streets.
I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden, despite his assertion that border walls are ineffective, has given the green light for additional border wall construction in southern Texas.
I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what is appropriate. I can't stop that.
Morgan State University students remain on edge after Tuesday night's on-campus shooting in Baltimore. Five people were shot in the incident, including four students. No arrests have been made. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To catch up with Claire Reed. She's an author who's written a book that the cover blows me away, first of all, and because I've been through the Blue Ridge Mountains, it's an incredible area, but Seven West Through the Blue Ridge is the name of her book. It's this powerful book of words that are part of these, it's the songs. It's these songs that she's put together, and it's just amazing. So Claire, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
What, first of all, tell us about, I mean, Seven West Through the Blue Ridge is just a beautiful name for this book. Tell us how that came about.
It was just so special. My husband, Lawrence M. Reed, whose nickname was Bobby, and he worked for the power company, okay? He climbed these huge poles and trained guys, young guys, how to climb them and work on it and everything. He loved motorcycles, okay? And he had a brand new, and we were living in Virginia, okay? That's where the Lord took me to actually meet my husband, my new husband, in Virginia, okay? And I guess the Lord knew how well we'd get along, right? And I was riding on the back of his brand new teal and cream colored Harley. We were on Route 7 West through the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. And I, as I was holding on to him and riding, I saw these big trucks go by that had truck drivers, you know, the truck drivers, and one of them was even a lady truck driver. And I started thinking about how long it had been since those guys and she were away from their families. Because when they're delivering stuff with trucks or taking trucks, they could be gone for weeks, right? And sure enough, that's how the song just started pouring into my head. And I started singing it, okay? You know, I'm headed 7 west through the Blue Ridge. I started singing it, and then I just kept singing till I didn't have any more verses coming in my head, you know. And all of a sudden, my husband started pulling the bike, trying to find a place to pull over on the side of the road. And he found a place to pull over. And he turned around and looked at me, and I was really scared. I thought, oh, my gosh, what did I do wrong? He's upset. No. He turned and pointed his finger at me and said, where did that come from? I really like that. And okay, that was the first time.
Wow.
The very first time he had ever complimented me on my singing, okay? I had been singing with a band on every weekend. He came one time to hear me. That was it. That was it. And he just never felt much about anything like about my singing. But he liked that song. And that's why the 7 West to the Blue Ridge ended up on the cover. And while we were, when we were driving and when we were riding, and the song was so, so good, he actually stopped the bike and took the picture of the pole that showed the, that is now the cover of the book.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
So, yeah. So you see why now understand why it meant so much to me.
Yeah, and that area is so beautiful for people listening across the country and the world. I can't do it justice compared to you. What is it about Blue Ridge? What is it about those mountains in that area?
Well, it's because it has trees, and it was probably could have been the fall of the year. I don't remember the exact time it was, but it was a beautiful ride. You know, it's not just a road, it's the scenery that you see as you're riding, you know. It's a beautiful ride. And the Blue Ridge Mountains are very famous for their beauty, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just encourage anybody that has a chance to take a trip out that way and take the time to actually to see it, you know, and to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because it means a lot. And there's the fact that even every song in the book tells a story. God has given me every one of those songs. And each story has meaning to it, you know? And that's why I went ahead and published the book, because I thought somebody else, that's what the guys in the band that I was singing with on weekends, they said, Claire, you got to get this out so other people could hear these or see these songs and use them. You know what I mean? And that's why I did the book, honey.
Yeah. So when you put together like all those songs and the words and, you know, it's every song tells a story. Did you know you had that gift? When did you know you had the gift to do that? Because that's not exactly a gift that everybody has.
No, I just took it on as I got it, honey. You know, I just knew that God wanted me to do something with it. And I was blessed. You know, God blessed me with it. I love to sing. I love to sing. When we were just kids, I'm living in the house now that I grew up in that my grandfather built because my mother was born in the house next door. And it's a smaller house, only has 2 bedrooms. And he said to my grandpa, I told us this many times, he told grandma, we can't put a girl up in that house, up in that room. It's full of boys. We can't put our little new baby girl in with all the boys. My mom, she said, we need a bigger house. The grandpa bought this land right next door, which was available, and he built this beautiful 4-bedroom house. Okay.
Wow.
And my dad loved us. My dad was an Irish tenor. My dad was a Mulvaney, okay? When my dad family came over from Ireland at, Ellis Island, where they stopped and signed in and everything. Well, they took the O off of their name. My maiden name used to be O Mulvaney. That's when Dad was young, you know, it was O Mulvaney. When they came over from Ireland, the people at that Ellis Island office took the O off and made it just Mulvaney. But I'm Irish, and my dad was a beautiful Irish tenor, honey. So I inherited the love of singing from my father, and all of us sang. He sang with us, and whenever my mother's brother Arthur Miller, who was raised in the house next door to us, okay, but he was a religious brother, and he taught at St. Xavier over in Louisville, Kentucky. Okay. And when I was a child, I thought Louisville, Kentucky was hours and hours away. I didn't know it was just across the river and but anyway, whenever the brothers would bring my uncle to visit us, my dad would have us kids do a show for them. And we would line up in the living room here between the living room and the dining room that my grandpa built these beautiful bookcases on either side with beautiful white pillars, you know, and the things. And anyway, we kids, that's how we learned to sing for other people. If that helps answer your question, I mean, we always had to put on little shows. Sang songs for these religious brothers, and they loved it.
Wow. I love that story. We have just a couple minutes left, and I want you to tell me about another song in your book, which you can get on Amazon, by the way. We're speaking with Claire Reed. The book is Seven West Through the Blue Ridge. What other song would you say is one of your favorites?
Jesus, I Love You Most of All.
Ah.
There's two gospel songs. There's five bluegrass songs. I mean, I love them all, but the one I love the most is the song that there's five bluegrass songs and two gospel songs. And that's another thing. Seven songs go with the title, Seven West Through the Blue Ridge.
Nice. Seven is a big number. I like it.
Yeah. And that's the song, Jesus, I Love You Most of All, just warms my heart whenever I think of, you know?
Yeah. Well, you think of the influence, and you said that gift that you have. And bluegrass is the genre, right? You're with bluegrass bands. What was that like when you first knew you could do that and you stepped on a little stage somewhere?
Well, it was amazing because when the band was playing one time and I showed them one of these songs, they said, "Well, Claire, of course it's bluegrass. What else would you be writing? You know."
Right, and you nailed it, and how much fun. You can just hear the joy in your voice, and you have so much to share. It's so wonderful to talk to, so inspirational.
Thank you.
And again, Seven West Through the Blue Ridge, Claire Reed. Yeah, you can get this book on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Claire, keep singing. Get back out there and sing, and thank you for coming on.
Well, I appreciate that. There's the band that I listen to, Appalachia Grass. I went to hear them last night. They play at a place here in Cincinnati called Vino Colette Winery. And I try to go see them with my girlfriend every Wednesday night. And they are interested in helping me if I want to record the songs with a CD. Some people have talked to me about putting a CD or something with the book. And I haven't done it yet, but they said they would be happy to help me record the songs.
Wow. We look forward to hearing that. That would be great to have a digital copy of that and whatnot. And Claire, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kate, for calling me. And God bless everyone who's listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you too.
Hi, Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is in our virtual green room. His book is called Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Wait till you hear his story. Thanks so much for coming on Author's Corner here on America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Tom, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good being on.
So let's talk about Shot in the Mouth, that part of it. You told me, I mean, here you were, such a young guy, and thanks for your service, but you were in Vietnam, and you talk about your first mission and what happened. Tell us about what happened to you in Vietnam.
Well, I just turned 18 years old when I went to Vietnam, and in fact, my nickname, one of my nicknames there was, it was called the Kid, just because I was so young, and we just went in this one outfit, they needed, some guys. And so, they lined us up and I was a tank driver and that's what I was, trained for, but, they needed guys. So we ended up being an infantryman. And then they, for some reason, looked at me and said that, you're going to carry the radio. I had no clue what that meant. And I found out later on it was about a 45-pound, thing you put on your back. Then found out later on, not when I was there, but later on, that that's one of the most dangerous jobs to have because that's what they shoot at first. They see an antenna sticking up. And so we went on our first mission. Didn't get any problems with the first mission. It was later on when we started really getting firefight. And then back in there, because I went there in November and February, we were chasing these one Vietnam, and we didn't realize that we were going into a horseshoe trap. And this was February 14th, Valentine's Day. And we lost them. We stopped. I leaned my radio up against a tree, which I usually do because it's heavy. and I heard a zing, zing going by me, and instead of having my army instinct, I didn't fall. I just turned around and looked, and then one of the rounds hit the ground, bounced up, went into my jaw, lodged into my cheekbone, and I ended up losing about 50% of my jaw and about 9 teeth. And it spun me. Well, they kept shooting because then they hit the radio, so it spun me completely around and instead of leaning up against the tree with my back, I was just on the ground looking at it eyeball to eyeball, and I kind of went in some sort of shock. I mean, it never passed out, but I heard of people, all my guys around me yelling for medic, and I didn't know who was hit, and I kind of rubbed my cheek and my chin, and I looked, and I seen the blood, and I said, oh, man, it must be me, and so I started yelling, and then, of course, when I yelled, I loosened the bullet came out, the teeth and all that stuff came out, and I had the bullet in my hand for a while, but then my medic came and wrapped my head up, My first question was before I started swelling and couldn't talk because I was engaged to my wife, and I said, am I going to still be able to kiss Sandy when this is all done? And he kind of laughed. He said, yeah, you will. I said, okay, but I thought he was lying because I thought I was a mess. And so he wrapped me up, and then we couldn't get out because there was so much firefight going on, so we had to wait there the whole night, and we got out the next morning and ended up going to the hospital then.
Wow, so you go through that, you know, you're in Vietnam, you come back and you're a pastor, and you realize that you have to have a sense of humor to get through life because of the things that happen, just like what happened to you.
Because as a result of that, it changed my whole speech. I stutter now. I have a hard time pronouncing words, and so, you know, yeah, of all things for me to get into, being a speaker, which is absolutely berserk. But yeah, my there's no question. My strange sense of humor got me through all that. Even when I was in the hospital, I thought my mom and dad heard about me getting hit, and so I wrote them a letter about these red ants. They have red ants over there. I call them vampire ants. They walk up your arm and sting you and bite you in the neck and fat. So I wrote a comic thing about that. I just said, I had 100,000 red ants attack me, and one of them had a gun and shot me in the mouth, and I'm just carrying on, thinking they already heard. I'm just trying to lighten the load for them. But when they got the letter, the Red Cross somehow got mixed up. They didn't know I was hit. So they were reading this letter, and then they said, oh, I wonder what Tom's talking about. And then my dad seen the letterhead, which was Long Bend Hospital, and they said, well, you know what, I think he is hit. So they contacted the Red Cross, and they found out, yeah, I did get hit, you know, and so... But yeah, my sense of humor is I still have it. I'm so positive. I enjoy life, and I just don't let anything get me down.
And do you think that's what's made you enjoy your life, get through life, be able to help others? Because it's not just what happened to you in Vietnam, but you talk about a heart attack, you talk about prostate cancer, and things that touch lots of people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. That was just in the last 8, 9, 10 months. I had prostate cancer, went to radiation, and then about 3 months after that, I had a heart attack, and I had a couple stents in one artery. It was 99% blocked, and I got a little small one, about 50%. But yeah, I read a small book a long time ago. It was just titled "Happiness is a Choice," and it's true. I'm not belittling people that have problems and how they get through them and then maybe not get through them, but I've just chose, no matter what goes on in my life, I'm not going to let that get me down because I'm going to choose that. And so that's kind of how I live. I thought of that when I was a young age.
So tell us, Tom, what people can expect in the book.
Well, a friend of mine is in Michigan, and he just begged me to write a book, and because he knows, and I've known him for 20 years, he knows all my stories, and I talk about all we talk about, and he's interested in all that, and he just said, he just begged me to write this book, and I said, I don't want to write a book, I don't know how I even just started it, and so the last time I talked to him on the phone, he convinced me, I said, okay, I'll write it, what do I do? So we come up with a cover. A picture of me with my radio on, you know, an 18-year-old in the barracks, and then we come up with this, to get their attention, go right into your first mission in Vietnam. So I did that, and then I just went back and forth to my home life, and just went back and forth, and just the unbelievable thing about this, a month later, after I agreed to carry that I would do this, he passed away, 59 years old with COVID, and so I just felt really I had to do this now. I don't know if anybody can get from heaven down to earth and haunt you, because I think Cherry would do that if I didn't write this book. So I was under pressure. I was pressured to do it. So I did that. I did it because of, that's why I dedicated the book to him, because, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even wrote it. And I hand wrote it each chapter at a time. I'd read it to my wife, which was the woman I talked about. If I'm ever going to kiss again, well, you see my wife now. We've been married 54 years. And so, and I'm still kissing her. I just hand wrote each chapter. She would listen to it. And then once I did that, I typed it into the computer and, looked for a publisher. And the rest is where we're at now.
What was the most challenging thing, I guess, about writing this book?
Probably just bringing up some things I haven't thought about for a while. When I would be writing and then reading it to Sandy, my wife, there was times where I would just cry because it just brought some things up, what affected me and things like that. So I think those things and really wanting to make it, when I really started getting into the book, I really wanted to make it a real, and that's who I am anyway, a positive book, but I also wanted it to be a book that's going to help maybe another veteran, or not even a veteran, but someone that's going through a crisis in life that just can't get over it. Hopefully it'll be a benefit for them, and then people to see my transformation of my life, of being a non-Christian to a Christian. Because it did take place, and then all of a sudden I'm in Bible college, and I'm thinking, what am I doing, And so I was in ministry 40 years before I retired about a year or so ago.
Wow. And we're speaking with Tom Williams. His book is Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Did it feel good because you think of your friend, what happened, his encouragement, and then the book comes out and you actually see the book and your wife had helped you, put this together. What was that feeling like when you saw it?
When the first copy came to our house, I cried like a baby. I could not believe it. I mean, because anybody knows me, I'm just a real common kind of person, and to be able to do this, and even on the, when I'm talking to you now, it's just overwhelming for me. I mean, because it's overwhelming. And yeah, I couldn't believe it when I got the copy in my hand and I looked at Sandy and my wife. I said, "Look at this." This really happened. I mean, and so it's just incredible. It's encouraging me that the number of copies have been sold and people that from our church and my friends and whatever are buying it and giving it for gifts. And I mean, it's very, very, very humbling to me. God gets all the credit because, it's just so humbling to me that what's going on here.
Yeah, could you have ever imagined that, being a young teenager walking in the jungles of Vietnam and then what happened to you to come full circle the way that you have?
Well, and I do want to say, my English teacher in high school is rolling over a grave saying, "Tom Williams wrote a book. I barely got through English class." And I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, so yeah, it is overwhelming. I mean, it really, really is. I know some people think I'm trying to be humble, Bob, but I very am humble because it's wild to me.
Yeah, it's good. I love the cover. It's so inspiring. Your story is so inspiring. Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching, Tom Williams. Pick it up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Tom, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate this. I really do.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney.
at Kate Estellini. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.